Dave Moore
on Today FM, as seen on your screen.
With O'Donnell's Crisps, Ireland's number one hand-cooked crisp.
Maria Devereaux's got the floor, she's got the microphone, she's got no headphones because she lives on the edge.
I don't like listening to myself.
Yeah, I don't know how you don't have headphones on. Emer does that as well. Yeah, freaks me out.
You don't listen to yourself.
I what love you, listening to myself.
Yeah. Same call, same. Anyway, Maria,
shocker.
Here you go. I've seen your screen. What's going on?
I'm going to need your help with this.
Oh.
So there's football on in my house all weekend.
What a weekend of football.
Spurs
beat
Man City.
Oh, there's a match on. Yeah. Liverpool, I'm sure Johnny is a big Liverpool fan, was delighted with their late winner against Southampton.
Cheering. Yes. Yeah, I was making dinner.
Yes. 8 points clear, just in case any Liverpool fans think I'm not aware of that. Yeah.
Well, there you go. What I've seen on my screen, I think, is a result of some of the football, right? I don't care about the football. Whatever, do whatever you like. I don't care. It's the drama around the football that draws me in, right? So I need your help to explain to me what's happening, because I can see the drama, but I don't know.
You need context.
I don't know the context of it, right?
So what's the drama?
Two things that I've seen on my screen, I think, are to do with both of your teams. So Man United played Ipswich, didn't they?
Yes. Okay. So yeah, we give a bit of context, everybody. So Cahill is a newly formed Ipswich fan. In fact, yeah, I was about to say. In fact, he's got the jersey
on.
So he's got his Ipswich Town jersey on today.
Sponsored by Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran is the sponsor of Ipswich. His plus, minus, equals, divide, multiply tour is the sponsor.
Why didn't you just say maths?
So, Ipswich Town played Manchester United.
Yeah.
Manchester United is my team. It was 1-1, Maria. And
big point for Ipswich.
It was
we could have actually beaten you as well, I will say. I'd say they're nearly disappointed with the point.
Oh, you're saying we now.
Here's the thing. The reason, because usually, you know, Maria, when we play these minnows, you know, it's not really that big a deal.
Yep.
It was a big deal yesterday because Ruben Amorim is our new manager. So Erik ten Hag has been sacked.
Yes.
Ruud van Nistelrooy did an interim of 4 games. This was Ruben Amorim's first game in charge of Manchester United,
right,
with a new formation and new staff and asking the players to do new things. So it was very exciting. And we scored after 81 seconds. It was an unbelievable. Amad down the wing whips it in. Rashford, oh my God, this is the new dawn, the new era. And then nothing happened for the rest of the game. Except Cahill's team scored. Yeah.
So what I saw on my screen was a kerfuffle involving Roy Keane.
Yes!
So have a listen to this. This is what I watched this morning.
London, you are a manager.
Oi, when you come down this great player,
you're in the camera. Calm down.
Okay, just to clarify for anyone who's hearing that for the first time, that is Roy Keane, who has approached a fan who has been shouting abuse at Roy Keane, telling the fan, wait for me in the car park. Wait for me in the car park. I see you in the car park, yeah. Right? I don't know about you, I wouldn't shout anything at Roy Keane, because he absolutely means he'll see him in the car park. Like, there's no messing around there.
And it's not right bravado. As well. You can't be shouting abuse at him just because he's in earshot. You can't think that Roy Keane isn't, or he's subject to
abuse. So you're not defending the mouthy Ipswich fan?
No, I'm not. We don't really like him now.
Why
he's
is
one
he
of the.
So Roy Keane was on the sideline, was he?
So Roy Keane,
doing punditry.
Jamie Redknapp and someone else.
Yeah.
I can't think. We're doing sideline punditry alongside Kelly Cates, who's the presenter. And they have a little kind of desk and they stand there and they give the pre-match, the halftime and the post-match and all that. And you get people coming out. You get like the managers coming out, the players possibly coming over, whatever. But yeah, these obviously you're very close to the pitch. So the Ipswich fans just stuck around to kind of, let's see the telly happening.
Okay.
But then
he was shouting stuff at Roy Keane.
He was shouting. Now see, Roy used to manage Ipswich.
Mm. Oh, right.
So these fans might have, you know,
grievances.
I
hear
Roy.
You. Okay.
Anyway, it still doesn't mean you can shout at someone.
No. They can't.
And Roy Keane said he'd meet you in the car park, and I undoubtedly believe you. What was the other drama you saw?
Still waiting there. The other one I saw had to do with Ed Sheeran.
This is so cringe.
Ed Sheeran's come to join us. Ed, we're just chatting to Ruben Amorim, who may not want to talk to an Ipswich fan. But from an Ipswich point of view, it was almost perfect. So
I loved being back at the Premier League.
Yeah. We're really glad to hear from you.
Come and say hello in a minute. We'll have a chat.
See you again in a second. Thank you very much.
It looked like they kicked him off the interview. But obviously, if you said that this was Man United's new manager's first game, and Ed Sheeran rocks up when they're in the middle of an interview.
His first post-match interview.
You have to tell him to go away.
Yeah, you do. In fact, he shouldn't have been there.
It was he just there because he sponsors Ipswich?
Yeah, so he would have been there. He was constantly like shown during the match, like he was up in his box with his friends.
Yeah.
You know, when Ipswich score, they were all like cheering and whatever. I don't mind that. That's Ed Sheeran. He's the biggest pop star in the world. You know, you can put your cameras on him. But when the new manager is giving his first post-match interview on the side of the pitch, and Ed Sheeran just crashes the interview.
Yeah.
And Kelly Kay said, Ruben probably doesn't want to talk to an Ipswich fan. And he went, no, I don't. He was literally deadpan, just going, not interested.
I wouldn't really even know who he was. He's like, oh. Yeah. But also, like, If it was just Roy Keane and the rest, it's like it was just the pundits talking.
Oh yeah,
then it's kind of a bit of a crack.
Totally.
Like I don't know, was Ed, was he on the few pints or something? It was a miscalculation.
No, maybe he was like, I'm off for Ipswich, I'm gonna like ruin this interview.
Yeah, either way, it wasn't a great look.
Listen, thank you so much for clearing it up. I'm going back to I'm a Celebrity now.
You're better off, definitely better off back there. We'll stick in with the
tractor
football
boys.
Dave Moore on Today FM.